Scenes of grief are playing out in front of the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department and in the East Charlotte neighborhood one day after four officers were killed and four others wounded in a shootout with a man wanted on gun charges. It was one of the worst shootings of law enforcement officers in U.S. history and the worst in Charlotte. Outside police headquarters, a small memorial has been growing as people leave flowers, cards, and their thoughts. When I visited there this morning, I found Shirley Gomillion standing on the steps in front of the entrance, clutching a vase of bright red flowers and a card with a handwritten note.
My heart goes out to the officers that we lost. Please know that their families and the whole police department is in our prayers.
She says she was moved to write the card after seeing reports about the officer deaths earlier in the day.
My heart just got sad because, you know, they have families too, you know.
She bends down and places the card and vase beside the pile of flowers near the front door and steps back to survey the memorial. She's far from the only one grieving for the four officers and their families.
You know, the last few days have it's just been very tough.
At a news conference earlier, Police Chief Johnny Jennings wiped away tears while reflecting on the deaths and those left behind.
This is certainly a tragedy that's going to impact, I would say, our country for a very long time. It's a scar on Charlotte, but a scar that won't heal.
The officers were part of a U.S. Marshals task force that was planning to arrest 39-year-old Terry Clark Hughes at a home in Shannon Park. He was wanted for possession of a firearm by a felon. When officers arrived, they say Hughes opened fire from the home's second story with a handgun and an AR-15 rifle, which Jennings said can penetrate police body armor with rapid fire.
And this individual is able to unload several rounds towards our officers within a matter of seconds.
Other officers rushed to help and were struck trying to reach the wounded. After an hours-long standoff, police fatally shot Hughes. Two women who were inside the home were taken in for questioning. At Tuesday's news conference, Governor Roy Cooper called the officers heroes and said he spoke to some of the injured officers and their families at a hospital Monday night.
Together we prayed. Together we gave words of comfort. But I know that the emptiness left behind in these families will continue to run deep.
Officials listed the names of the four officers killed: U.S. Marshal Deputy Thomas Weeks, who went by TW, CMPD Officer Joshua Iyer, who was just named Officer of the Month, and State Correction Officers Sam Peloche and Alden Elliott, who were members of the Marshal's Fugitive Task Force. Four other injured officers are recovering. Outside the home on Galway Drive Tuesday afternoon, a steady line of cars carrying neighbors, onlookers, and news media crawls past the damage. The side of the home near a second-story window is riddled with bullet holes. The front door, windows, and parts of walls appear as if they were torn off. Sang Chun, who lives next door, says he was home with his 29-year-old son when the shooting began.
It looked like chaos, yeah.
He says he sheltered in his downstairs living room as gunfire echoed during the hours-long standoff. And he says he hopes police implement more safety measures for officers moving forward.
They need to learn from this, yeah, for safety for all law enforcement.
Standing on the curb in front of the house, away from the pack of news reporters, is a woman who didn't want to give her name out of concern for her safety. She says she was close to the shooter. She'd known him for 12 years.
I knew he was battling stuff, and I could tell. I had been trying to get him to open up, but he wasn't a person to open up and tell his business.
She says she came to the home to try to make some sense of the news, but so far wasn't finding many answers.
I don't even know because I've just been lost all day since 7 o'clock when I found out. I can't call him. I keep calling his phone, of course. I'm not getting an answer. I don't know.
She pulls out her cell phone and shows the text messages the two had exchanged over the past few weeks. She says he had been going to therapy and told her he didn't want to go back to prison and leave behind his three kids. She brushes some hair from her face and looks toward the damaged home.
I'm left with a lot of questions, even though he warned me. He told me Thursday, "You watch the news. If something happens to me, you'll know." In one of our last text messages.
She says she's grieving for all the families hurt and wrecked in yesterday's shooting. It's bad all around, she says. It's bad all around. Nick Della Canal, WFAE News.